Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 17th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Wednesday will be chilly with some sun, topping out at 46 degrees. Overnight, the skies will cloud up as it falls to 38. Starting this week, you can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Defense attorneys for a man accused of fatally shooting four people last month in the Salishan neighborhood asked a judge for more time to evaluate his mental health. Malik Pate has already had his mental health evaluated by a licensed psychologist at the Pierce County Jail, but his attorneys say they still have concerns based on their own interactions with him about his ability to understand the court proceedings and participate in his defense. Pate was twice involuntarily committed earlier this year after his mother called a crisis line to report bizarre behavior. Pate's competency hearing has now been postponed until January. Authorities say a Tacoma woman has conned more than $500,000 from friends and acquaintances while claiming she needed money for illnesses she didn't have, an education she wasn't enrolled in, and to help a jailed brother who wasn't jailed at all. A U.S. attorney says that from 2016 to 2019, 40-year-old Sabrina Taylor persuaded people she met through shared interests like Japanese anime, comic books, and video games to give her the money. Puyallup police arrested a 24-year-old University Place woman after they believe she struck and killed a man sleeping on a discarded couch along South Meridian early Sunday. Police believe the driver was intoxicated when they responded to the scene after she called 911 to say she'd been in a collision with another vehicle. An officer examining a nearby pile of debris that included the couch and a heavily damaged dumpster he believed to be involved in the wreck found the 59-year-old man's body. The woman has been charged with vehicular homicide. One of the victims of a double stabbing earlier this month at a Tacoma home has died, meaning that the man accused in the crime, her ex-boyfriend, Tony Rico Sanders, will likely face murder charges. Sanders had been charged with first-degree attempted murder, assault and robbery in the attack on the deceased and another woman who came to her aid. Tacoma restaurant The Matador celebrates 15 years on Wednesday, with specials that hearken to its popular twice-daily happy hour. Importantly, $5 margaritas, chingon shots and nachos. The restaurant opened in 2006 on Pacific Avenue, 2 years after founders Zach Malang and Nathan Opper opened the first Matador in Seattle. Since then, the neighborhood has filled out with outstanding restaurants like Wooden City or Brewery Odd Otter and bars including The Forum and The Office. Not to mention McMenamin's redeveloping the Elks Lodge. The celebration and specials last all day today. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.